Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. As snow melts and flows into Salt Lake Valley's water system, it passes grazing animals, collecting parasites and germs, like Giardia. How do sanitation plants ensure entire cities don't get sick? It all started in the early 1900s. As Utah's cities on the Wasatch Front became more urbanized, abdominal diseases were avoided with the introduction of chlorine in our water. But chlorine faced public scrutiny from across the state, and even from the local pickle company. Early residents of Utah were familiar with the occasional stomach upset, sometimes even dying from it, and summing up the symptoms under the general umbrella term dysentery. But scientific research in the 1920s using microscopes found that stomach illnesses were actually caused by microscopic critters found in our water. Among the worst of them was Giardia, a parasite easily killed by chlorine. Salt Lake City was one of the first places in Utah to use this new sanitizing technology. Local water officials ordered tanks full of chlorine gas by telegraph and installed them at Parley's Canyon Reservoir and the 1300 South Conduit. The city health officer reassured residents that the chlorinated water was still as pure as it is possible to make it, using only 3/4 of a pound of chlorine for each million gallons of water. But people still had their doubts. One of the biggest opponents of chlorine was the Utah Pickle Company, which discovered its pickles had trouble pickling with chlorinated water. The Salt Lake Telegram reported in 1930 that chlorine water halts bootleggers, but it also annoys pickle makers, showing that any fermentation process was halted by the powers of chlorination. The Utah Pickle Company eventually switched to well water, but even up until the late 1960s, citizens across Utah presumed a connection between chlorine and dying fish, nausea, and depleted vitamins. This led to sanitary engineers and health officials assuring locals of chlorine's effectiveness in stopping the horrible disease of Giardia and other bacteria. After all, is a small price to pay to eliminate dysentery from our everyday talk. Find sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Weiss.